rnz/senior focus.
Welcome again to Friends to the Ends. This is where you're with Boily, and every month I bring the show out and I get to bring a mate on board. And this time I've got Stephen Giannoulis. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Thank you.
And it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
And I say that in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, you roll me out once a year. So
Good. Yeah, I mean, the last time we did this was, it was on an 80s theme as well, but we actually played real 80s songs. So tonight we thought we'd do a little bit of a 21st century 80s inspired kind of bands that have come out but sound like the 80s. Is that, that was my kind of pick, but I'm not sure.
A bit like us, sort of. Our hairstyles, our clothes, all inspired by the 80s.
Well, you still look like you're from the 80s.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit older.
I look about 18, yeah, that's right.
No, you don't look that. You look a little bit older. But you still got the hairdo.
I do.
And the, yeah, okay.
Well, it was cool then, so why not keep it?
It's good to be cool, isn't it? I think we should start off with our first song.
What are you going to play us?
I'm going to play and I'm just going to start playing it now. It's not playing. Why isn't it playing, Simon?
Do we have to do this on records because it's the 80s?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, look, that's it's my fault because I didn't play it at the right place. And there we go. This is weird technology. I'm way better just talking about it than doing that. We've got Simon William Todd producing the show tonight, which thank you, Simon, for turning up again. It's very cool. Okay, so this first band is Deluxe, and it's Better at Making Time is the name of the song. My son James introduced me to this band, and as we start easing into it, you'll start hearing a wonderful instrument or piece of technology that came into forming a very important sound of the 80s, and that was the Roland TR-808. It was a drum machine, and you know all about those, probably, Jibber, because you like a little bit dancing in there. But the 808 is synonymous to a whole lot of 80s music. It came out, and it did bring in a certain cowbell as well, which you'll find in this track as well. So why don't we have a listen to this for a while? This is Deluxe, Better at Making Time.
Nothing that we'll ever find.
mighty. That's better at making time. Can you hear that cowbell? I mean, Dead or Alive had that thrown in. I mean, how many other bands were using the TR-808 getting that kind of sound going?
It's just like the 80s, the DJ talking over the music before you get to hear the whole song.
Didn't you hate that when you were younger?
I did. I really did. I just remembered that.
You had the cassette player, you're waiting for your favourite song on the radio, and then the DJ's just waiting to the just before it starts, and then if you get the timing wrong, the news will come in and cut off half the song that you wanted. Those were the days.
Let's do that tonight. Relive the old days.
Well, that's it.
So, do I get to play something?
Yeah, you do. Well, it's, yeah, because it's my show. I think we can definitely do that. But yeah, you definitely have got your track. So tell us about it.
Well, you know my favourite band's Depeche Mode, and so I thought I'd open with something that's inspired by Depeche Mode.
Really?
Yep. Funny that. Did you know that?
No. So tell me about it.
A band that we both like, The Editors.
Yes.
One of my current favourite bands, so I think it's quite nice that one of my current favourite bands is inspired by one of my 80s favourite bands.
They sound so 80s, don't they?
They do. I love that rock sound, and it's got just a little bit of keyboard in the back, and yeah, it's cool. There's something really amazing about the sound.
So there's the beat, there's the heavy synths, and the 80s voice. Let's hear it. Editors. Babylon. The world turns too fast. Feel love before it's gone. It kicks like a sleep twitch. My papillon. Feel love when it's gone. Like a sweet twitch. Darling, just don't put down your guns here. If there really was a God here, he'd have raised a hand by now. I've seen the life you wish to leave. But when it kicks like a sleep twitch, you will choke on the air you try to breathe. Like a sleep twitch. Just sounds New Orderish, very dark and black and full of vibe and synth.
It does a bit. I've never thought about it as New Order, but now that you say it, it does.
Just a wee bit.
It's good to see a bit of dancing in the studio as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, Simon was, you know, almost getting quite excited, which is very unusual for him. He never gets excited when I play my music, so... Mm.
Well, yeah, that's not surprising. Well, I know exactly how he feels.
Yeah, well, thanks for that.
What have you got for us now?
Well, yeah, so it's kind of following the same theme, actually. The there's a band that I just love, and it just reminded me of the 80s, and White Lies is the is just so cool.
Funny, it was the first band I thought of when you said, oh, let's do an 80s inspired.
Was it really?
I thought, Boyle will pick White
Lies. Yeah, so that's why you didn't put it on your list. Yeah. Are you kind? You let me actually... I saw them play when they came to Auckland, and they were just amazing, and it... Yeah, this song, Death, which is not particularly a bright track, is it? It's not a happy topic, Death, but...
there'll be no dancing in the studio to this one.
Well, there was a lot of dancing. In fact, you know, I was still probably one of the oldest there at that was at the gig, and it was pretty full on. I mean, these guys, they are influenced by Joy Division, definitely. Ian Curtis, they talk about that. They come from Ealing in Auckland, England, I should say. and off the album Lose Myself, which came out in 2009. Can you believe that? 10 years ago.
Wow. Yep.
And we're at the end of this decade, another decade just about to go. So why don't we have a listen to a little bit of the White Lies now and see what you think. The thing is that we want to try and get through as many tracks so the listeners get a sense of what we're talking about. And many will probably have heard White Lies, but there's a really good ending on this bit where you get the air guitar out and you give it a damn good thrashing. It drops another gear. Do you remember that right at the end? It just kind of drops down a gear and boom. Mm. It's like, just drives me insane. It's just... I still love the song so much.
I picked up the Joy Division thing. I hadn't before, but now that you've mentioned it, it's
really?
Quite clear.
Well, it really is, I think. And I did do a bit of reading on them, and that was genuinely one of their influences. So, okay. So you couldn't get too much more 80s than that. Yet Joy Division came in the 70s, didn't they?
Oh, 79, 80, 81.
Yeah. So. And then Ian kind of was hung out to dry a wee bit. Oh, that's pretty bad.
Let's do something a bit more 80s than that.
Okay.
So,
Too soon?
Is it too soon? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about something inspired by, say, Duran Duran?
Yeah, well...
Something a bit more slick art pop. So one of my favourite current artists is La Rue. Quite cool. Two albums. You probably heard the first one, 2010, something. She won a whole lot of Grammys. But her second album is very 80s, Trouble in Paradise, and this is the opening track.
So you reckon Duran Duran, this is...
Yeah, Duran Duran, ABC, that sort of...
A little bit of Girls on Film.
Yeah.
Duran Duran sounding, you think?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of Chic,
I kind of heard a snippet of Bananarama in there as well.
Yeah,
what do you reckon?
A little bit of that.
You like a little bit of Bananarama? I do. Always like Bananarama. Deep sea skiving.
bit of Yazoo as well in there.
Yazoo in there, yeah. A bit of Alison Moyo. There's quite a lot of her.
So a whole album just like that. You should have a listen. It's very good.
I think we will. And it certainly, ticked the box of the 80s sounding for someone who's fresh and quite new. So,
hope you're not talking about yourself.
I wouldn't say I'm new, Simon. I'm, you know, maybe reviewed or remade, or it could be like retro. Retros. I mean, that's the other thing that kind
retread.
Of retread. Oh, haven't retreaded for a while, actually.
What has happened to language today?
I don't know. So shall we go back to the music? Because, you know, I'm looking at the clock and we've got a truckload of music to get through.
Oh, I'm sure people have tuned in to listen to us talk.
Oh, totally. I mean, if they haven't, they're missing out on something quite special, I think.
Well, that's why I'm here.
So that's why I was hoping to get the numbers up, because you're on the show tonight.
This play me is something. Hurry up.
Well, I'm going to play you the song, and you... You've got a bit of a fascination for Janelle Monáe, haven't you?
Well, you're not playing Janelle Monáe back to me.
Totally. I'm playing her to you, because you know you like her a lot. In fact, we had tickets, if you remember, for her, and she cancelled the show, so we couldn't go.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, that must have been,
one of your other dates.
It's a very good story.
It's a great story. It's so true. It is so true. He's lying. I had the tickets. I'm sure I did. I don't know. Maybe it was another Stephen. Anyway.
You
love Janelle Monáe. I do. I mean, this was off the brilliant album, Dirty Computer, 2018. It came out. This is the song is Make Me Feel, and Well, I can say it's just got a purple pulse going through it.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say Prince.
Did you like that? Purple pulse. It took me all day to get that line. That's bloody good. She is personifying Prince at his best. So let's hear Janelle Monáe. Make me feel. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. Uh-huh. So good, so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Laying your body on the shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. Oh. That's just the way you make me feel. That's the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel. So good, so fucking real. Did you hear that? She slipped that F word in. But I don't mind that, actually.
Wouldn't be Prince without a few swear words.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... It just makes me smile, that song. So, that was my little nod to Prince in the 80s. And Janelle kind of brought him back to life, so that's outstanding. What about...
If we have enough time, I've got a Prince-inspired song later on to play as well.
So, let's see how it goes. Have you?
I do.
Well, I thought we already had one. We don't need another one, do we?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, Janelle, and then there's something better than that.
Yeah, okay. You just need to kind of, you know, get that mic in place.
Okay.
Is my voice sounding good, Simon, from here? You can hear that? It's pretty good. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just not used to having my own microphone, because last time we did this, you didn't give me a microphone.
It's all about David's voice, don't worry.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it.
So why don't I play something?
Well, can you? It would be good.
Yeah, I will. One of the key things about 80s for me is just the cute little pop songs that came out of the 80s, and there's a few bands that are inspired by that.
Yeah.
And so one of my favourite 80s pop songs is Wonderful Life by Black.
By Black.
And here's another song called Wonderful Life by a band called Hertz, which is quite similar to Black. It's got that sort of, I don't know, Johnny Hates Jazz, that sort of poppy prefab sprout sort of sound from the 80s, which...
The crisp white shirt, the dark suit, the sharp haircut. I mean, they're two good-looking boys, weren't they, the Hertz boys?
And a little bit of drama in the song as well, which I think's quite cool.
So you chose Wonderful Life.
It's my favourite song. They've got four albums, and they're all a bit patchy, to be completely honest, but I love that song.
Can I just interject here and say that...
That's interruption.
Interruption.
Yeah, to disagree with you. It's been on the news quite a bit.
Between interjecting and interrupting is interjecting, David Ball's new term. But I think this first Hertz album is phenomenal, and it's the one album that we have in the car that all four of us... mum, dad and two kids who are 16 and 13 will all listen to and not complain, and we sing along. And this song, even though it's about kind of suisops,
yep,
which is a kind of euphemism for suicide, because I don't want to say
it. No, you can't say that.
It's too harsh, yeah, too, and too soon.
Yeah.
But it's a great track, and thank you for choosing it, Stephen. It's been my favourite track of the
really
night so
is it,
far.
Is it really?
Will I get my own radio show? Or?
Definitely.
Okay.
Especially
cool.
After what a turd I've heard coming up.
Excellent. This is going really
stop
well.
I'm playing the song if you
God,
want
God, it's a wonderful life.
It,
it starts with like a clock.
Yeah, TikToks, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they did bring out some great videos with this as well.
Susie meets the man of her dreams. Says that he got in trouble and she doesn't mind. He doesn't want the company, but there's something in the air. They share a look in silence and everything is understood. Susie grabs a man and puts a grip on his hand as the rain puts a tear in his eye. She says, don't let me know. Never give up. Your wonderful life. To see, she says, don't let me know. Never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let me know. Never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let me know. Never give up, it's such a wonderful life.
How you going, Stephen? You all right there?
Oh, you want me to oh sorry.
Well, I thought when I said talk us through that might mean chipping in with a little bit of an anecdote. Well,
didn't we start with don't talk over the songs? It's bloody annoying.
Yeah, it is, but we have to kind of move on. And I mean, any final thoughts other than
look
song
now that it's my radio program, we're going
to
do it my way.
Has to be the case.
And we're not going to talk over the songs.
Yeah, wow. It's going to be a short show, isn't it? Because no one's talking now.
All right. All right. See how that goes.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's better that a short show than a shit show.
Oh, Jesus. So, Simon, I don't know if I indicated to you to talk at all, actually, now. I think you can stop and just start producing as we move towards the next track. How about that? As I've just quietly paused that one and...
quietly?
Yeah, no, it was pretty
quick. What
happened
to the fade?
Well, I was waiting for the signal, but I'm looking at the clock. It's nearly 9 o'clock and we're only halfway through.
He was too busy dancing.
He was... Oh, yeah, it's very exciting. Okay, so my turn.
Oh, if you missed.
Now, there's a band here that you... And I know you love this band called Goldfrapp.
Oh, I love Goldfrapp.
Don't you love Goldfrapp? I love Goldfrapp as well. Yeah. Very 80s. And actually a bit of glam... in one of their albums as well. You remember Black Cherry? That was one of the, I think, their first album, and it's the single off that is outstanding.
I'd like to point out it's actually their third album.
Yeah.
Really?
I was thinking,
well, actually, I thought it was. I thought Black Cherry was, and then Supernature came in with Ooh La La. Is that after that? Yeah. Is it before?
Let's not worry about accuracy.
Anyway, it's not off, the song I'm playing is not off any of those. which is handy. it's actually off their 2017 album, Ocean. Now, what happened? There's a wee story
here.
You're
playing with Dave Gahan.
We can play it, though, yes.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, so in this case, Golf Rap brought out the album Silver Eye in 2017, and then they brought out a deluxe version, and they remixed and remade some of their songs, and one of the songs was Ocean. And this is why I'm tingling all over, because you can hear that Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode, who we both love, and you've seen them in Germany, and that's one band I really want to see. Dave just lifts this song up another notch, and I don't think you can get any more 80s than this, can you? Listen to this. Simon, give me the nod when you want me to talk, but he gave me another direction, which I wasn't very happy with, but we'll move on.
Good song. I don't mind saying it. That was a good choice, David.
Wow. This is a first. I mean,
did you
normally,
get some help from somebody?
Yeah, no. I did this all by myself.
Oh, that's good.
I know. So
you might get the hang of this.
It appears I've lifted the bar up a little from here. So what are we thinking about your next track then?
I'm following the
tempo of the... of the kind of theme. What have you got?
Are you going to fade it out, or are you just going to stop it suddenly?
It's not
or
my
what
job.
Are you going to do?
Simon's supposed to be doing that. There we go.
I thought I'd keep the tempo a bit down and dreary like before. Go for a bit of Interpol. We've always talked about, so there was a whole group of bands that had that sort of depressing early 80s sound,
yes.
You know, the Joy Division. And here's one that does it very well.
But remember
seeing them live?
I know.
He did his Joy Division singing with hands over the microphone.
So the first concert we went and saw Interpol, we went with a mate of ours called Wazza, and he thought it was shit, and he said to everyone on the whole floor at the St. James, this is shit. And then you and I went and saw them, and when this album Mammoth came out, stunning. Okay, so it wasn't off the album Mammoth, but I believe
it
was
never
track one.
Would have Mammoth, but that's okay.
Side one, track one.
No,
Mammoth.
Keep going.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Maybe Sabretooth Tiger, was that the album?
So, Simon, I really don't think I indicated any interest of your contribution. It seems that you and Stephen are good buddies, and I've been cut out of the loop.
We were going to move on when you left the room.
We can move on, but I've come back, so I felt a little bit left out. But my song is coming up. This is another 80s sounding band that I love. I didn't like.
It's good for this radio program, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, well, it's the topic. Just
would have been weird otherwise.
Well, just in case someone just tuned in, we're just reiterating that we're finding.
You don't need to stop wringing your hands.
Well, maybe a less bit of jibber jabber and we'll get back into the music. And Simon, you just concentrate on your knobs, okay? You just keep working on those. So The Horrors is a band inspired definitely from the 80s, and the track that I've chosen is off their 2011 album Skying. The layers of synth, the lead singer's got his name is actually Ferris Badwin, but a lot of people call him Ferris Rotter, which I thought was quite intriguing when I did a bit of research on him. They come from the South End on Sea in England, which I didn't know where that was. I didn't Google it, but it's in England somewhere. So
it says a lot about the quality of your production that you didn't even bother finding out where it was.
Well, South End on Sea, it must be near the sea and down south, do you think?
That'll do.
But English, quite specific.
We haven't been that good on the details today, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
No, the details has been a bit of a waste of time, actually. Okay, well, this one takes a while to kind of ease in, so we can still do a bit of jibber-jabber until he starts singing.
Start telling us your life story. When did you first get into 80s music, David?
Well, I'm about 1980, actually.
Well, that's a bit weird.
I mean, I wasn't sure in 79, but when 1980 turned up, I kind of liked it. And I was very inspired by a number of bands that you know and love as well.
Oh, I see the 80s keyboard coming.
Do you hear that? The lush layers of that synth. Oh,
I don't know much about these guys. I like the sound already. You didn't hear what was going on in the studio.
There was quite a lot of bit of a headwind going on there with the conversation, I might say. But don't you think, I mean, isn't that such a cool 80s sounding kind of band, that one?
It's a very 80s.
The Horrors.
Very, very 80s.
Very 80s. Like so I've ticked that box, and that's two likes out of, quite a lot, but two's better than none.
I wouldn't go as far as
normally
that.
You don't like any of my songs, Stephen.
I never tell you I like them, but, you know, secretly I do.
Do you?
I do sometimes.
Oh, stop it. This is so good. This is recorded. It's a podcast. It's here for life. I've just heard it tonight. Was this going to be so shocked? All right, so You do like your chick singers, don't you?
I do. Well, if you're going to talk 80s, you have to talk Madonna, you have to talk Cyndi Lauper, don't you? So this is a woman that I really like. Her name is Robin. She's Swedish. You probably all know the song Show Me Love, which was a big hit in the 90s.
Yes.
But her newer stuff's very 80s inspired. It's got that sort of 80s pop sound.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like Madonna on a little bit of helium.
Yeah, it's cool. Her last album, Honey, is superb. And this is from, I can't remember what the album's called, but it's from about 10 years ago.
You can't read that, albums. You need your glasses. Too many albums.
It's very good.
All right, let's hear it. That,
did you like it?
Yeah, no, it's very cool. Very 80s, tick that box, and very Madonna-ish, dare I say.
As we said, with a better voice.
Now, we are running a little bit short of time, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of an intro to M83, which is a French-American band duo, electronic duo, and...
Are we skipping your song and going to mine again?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Is that all right? But just listen to that. I mean... this band I loved a lot, and there's one track that I love called Wait, which brings a wee tear to the eye. So it's another song that James and I used to love a lot. He introduced me to some of these bands because of the 80s, which is really cool. Okay, so we're going to...
I love the club, they're a one-hit wonder.
No, they weren't. No, they're a two-hit wonder. They're pretty good. And actually, this next band is my daughter Alana's one of her favourite bands, and she went and saw them this year.
Am I not? Oh, sorry, I thought we were skipping you and you're coming to me.
I've been skipped.
Clearly not.
No, I'm playing you right now.
Are you?
I think so.
What are you playing? Oh, 1975.
So, a bit weird, an 80s sounding band that is called 1975. I mean, what do you think about that?
It's inspired by sort of adult sounding and sort of Tears for Fears, I suppose.
And quite a lot of swearing. Okay. It is a little bit rushed, and we don't like being rushed too much. But 1975, where are they from?
They're British. They've been around for about 10 years. They're actually coming. They're playing at Laneways in the new year.
Yeah,
and you're going. You'll see them, won't you?
I'm not going to Laneways this year.
Aren't you?
Actually. No, there's not a lot there for me at all, and I bring the average age so far up, it's just ridiculous. So, no more lane mates for Boyley.
Okay, well,
it's quite braggy, isn't it? You bring the average age so far up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've
only got two hands.
What? Sorry.
I thought there was a punchline. Is that it, Simon?
Was my punchline.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to sneak in here.
Let's move on very quickly.
Paul Ritchie's going to love this, and Peter O'Connor. We went and saw this band in Wellington, and it is probably the most sounding 80s band. They're from Australia, four or five young fellas, and have a listen to these guys in this Model Land City. Calm down.
As I follow backwards through the highway, I fell into the mud, forgot my name from where I come. Had so much to give, but bitter in my
head. Listen to that voice. I mean, he looked like a young Michael Hutchins on stage in San Fran when we saw him last year. And they've just brought out a new album this year. And unfortunately, I've gone into a full-time hiatus. So, okay. A little sad. They were great guys. They came out and had a yak with us afterwards. It was a hell of a lot of fun that night. And they bought the T-shirt as well.
We'll probably run out of time, but I was going to play some Cut Copy, which is an 80s band, Aussie band as well. That's an 80s-inspired band.
I'd rather you had done that. Now I have to question your use of full-time hiatus, which is a little bit of an oxymoron. But I'll come back to you
If you're going to start that, last show that we did around funerals...
I think the grammar is the least problem of this show.
Full-time hiatus, fuck's sake.
I tell you what, we're going to have a chat about this later, because actually if you listen to the last radio show that we did, I can't recall it right at the moment, but my goodness me, if you speak English and teach English, then there's a little bit of a problem there, just saying. So, Stephen, what's your next track?
I'm going to stick to my sort of adult contemporary
80s. A man who comes from the colonies.
Oh.
And you're still going there.
That's what he's like. He's like an ever-ready battery.
You too. Remember my show?
That's why I still got a girlfriend.
Oh. Lucky you. Okay.
All right. You guys finished?
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with my... sort of contemporary, adult contemporary sound of the 80s. Future Island, a band that I really love. Great album, singles, 2014. About nine awesome tracks on it. Really fantastic. And this has got this sort of big, I don't know, Peter Gabriel sort of sound, maybe Genesis sort of sound.
Really?
Yeah.
I've listened to that. I don't hear a lot of Peter Gabriel.
I love this album.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a wee blow and see how it goes. Thank you.
thanks for giving it a blow. Did you like it?
Well,
was it good for you?
Could blow quite a lot harder, actually. But it was a Future Islands, actually pretty 80s. Ticked that box. Kind of liked it. No, I do like it. No, I do like it. I've got this album.
I really like this.
In fact, I think
it's got that drama thing that 80s music has, which I really like.
I love drama, and I like suspense, and I like a little bit of darkness as well.
Is that what it says on your Tinder profile? I love drama and suspense.
Well, you should know. You've always swipe left.
And I tick boxes.
Well, yeah. Thanks. I know.
Oh, good one. There. He's so excited. He's fucked up the audio.
You can't say that. Well, you can, actually, because it's after 8:30. We are really running out of time, so we're going to sneak through a couple of others. Now, this next band, Dandy Warhol, saw them live. Ooh, I think it was this year. They were terrible. They'd smoked up some heavy dope beforehand. They were one of the worst shows, and, you know, it's one of those things that you were expecting greatness, and they delivered a poor outcome. But this is off... The songs used to be my friends. Just on this,
the album is called Welcome to the Monkey House. David, you really need to work on your album titles.
No,
and the banana on the cover sort of gives it away.
Yeah, but the song's called We Used to Be Friends. Did you know this though? Nick Rhodes, Simon Le Bon, Niles Rogers, and Tony Visconti.
Who's Niles Roger?
Tony Visconti.
I'm going to play the song.
Is he your hairdresser?
Yeah. He's still here. Friends.
I like that track.
I love that track.
You gave me a compilation, which I really love. I haven't heard any of their albums other than this 15-track compilation that you made for me. So.
Remember, that was part of our garage sessions,
yeah.
And we had to introduce a new band. Wazza did The Hives, I did Dandy Warhols, and you did...
Who remembers? Something pretty
Kate Bush or something.
Probably was.
You like a little bit of Kate.
No Kate tonight. That's all right.
But she is 80s, though.
Just more 70s. Or that's all right.
Okay. We are genuinely running out of time, so we're going to move to...
Are we on the last track?
I
know you've got a track you want to finish with.
So do you want to finish on Hot Chip, or have you got another one that you want to kind of crack on with, do you think?
I'm happy to finish. Oh, we've got 5 minutes, apparently.
There's Klaxons.
Let's play
your
track.
Yeah, that's it. Which one do you want?
Oh, actually, play the next one after that.
XX? No, that's mine.
You guys are lucky. You can't see what we're doing, but we're just, you know, flicking through the track list trying to find a song.
So I think Hot Chip deserves to be there.
Okay.
Let's have a crack.
I chose Hot Chip because they've got a New Order sound, and obviously New Order were one of the iconic bands of the 80s. So, lovely band. Like, great album this year.
And we saw Hot Chip at the Big Day Out.
We did.
Oh, my goodness. They were so cool. So why don't we have a little snippet of Hot Chip? friendship.
That was a bit of a tease, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little tease. I tell you what,
You've got to play your song.
I'm gonna put this playlist on my little page on Planet FM, actually. But
what are we gonna finish on?
We have to finish on. We generally have to finish on Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Why? It was when I turned 40 and Wazza came back from from another party and he got the... yes, I can see the time, Simon. I'm just finishing my story, if I could, just for a moment. He came back from another party, turned up Mr. Brightside, and we had the sound control of the city, Auckland City Council, coming in. So... before we start playing the song, I want to thank you so much, Stephen, for coming along and giving me a bit of jip and playing some great music.
That's all right. Thank you.
I want to thank Simon for, being here. I just love his work. He's so good.
Thank you.
And we're going to finish with Mr. Brightside. It is super 80s. Brandon Flowers, and we've seen this band a few times now, and we love them dearly. So thank you for listening. Have a great night. Enjoy the gig.
Ooh.